kind of an unbelievable feat on an unbelievable bot that is literally held together with duct tape. Went from Bali, which is predominantly tourism, which is really beautiful, but it's also kind of gross. Goes to Bali, and then I think I told you on a plane flight from Bali to Jakarta, I ended up sitting next to such, you know, this really rich, blonde, 42-year-old, kind of Germanic type George Clooney, James Bond, millionaire, you know, multi-millionaire, mining magnate, you know, just super aggressive, you know, kind of gross, you know, really talks about money and winning in the world, but, you know, the people who actually run shit. And so, you know, he took me, he ended up liking me. He's like, I like you. I spend time with you. My time is very valuable, but I, you know, I spend some with you. He says, all right. So he showed me Jakarta a little bit. But anyway, I went from an island of, you know, 2.5 million, and to 5 million on Bali, half or expat of one kind or another, to Western Kalimantan, and there is not one tourist. And so here's the thing. So I found this park, and there is not one tourist. Yeah, except in the summer during high season, it's very busy. But now, the park is empty. There's not a single tourist in the park. In case you didn't know, that's my kind of thing. So I'm not only going into this national park, I'm going in at a time where there's not another, there's no other tourist, no other nothing, because they changed all the laws January 1st. So regular guys cannot simply go in. You have to go through one of the tour companies. Of course, the government's only given the license to one.
Yeah, I know.
So much more conservative and Islamic portion of Indonesia, and even of Kalimantan, I imagine, than most. It's really, you know, no alcohol. I woke up to prayers, you know, town prayers this morning. Loud speakers that, you know, called to prayer. There's no main road there that connects us to the world. There's no way to get here. So, it's joyous. You know, it's one of those places where you, walking around, you just don't quite understand. You know, there's a whole other hidden or invisible reality people are living in that you just can't see. But you're seeing things just incredibly backward and slow and distracted and uninterested, and I mean, anyway, that's part of, and part of it is the history of Kalimantan. People don't understand what the Dutch have done. I mean, people blame the Germans and for their hard, and they blame the British for the British Empire, obviously the Spanish, with the Inquisition and with the genocide of Columbus and all of the Americas. But the Dutch, man, they tore this island apart. They ripped it to shreds.